Holcim Czech Republic, a major supplier of construction materials, has been putting the logo of a non-profit organization, Transparency International, on its product packaging starting this week. The move is part of a slow but important trend among Czech companies trying to make their employees and customers aware of their anti-corruption policies. Masha Volinsky reports.
Holcim is part of an international corporation with roots in Switzerland, and its Czech branch is in the process of introducing comprehensive anti-corruption policies for its operations. The company found a partner for this transition in the well-established corruption-fighting Czech NGO Transparency International. Now, packages of cement distributed by Holcim will carry the Transparency International logo, and 1 crown from every ton of cement sold will be donated to the organization. I spoke to David Ondračka, the head of the Czech branch of TI, about why this move is significant, besides the financial contribution that Holcim will be making.
Czech construction market is extremely vulnerable, and I hope that it's going to be a positive signal that there are companies who want to be a leader in ethical business, and they want to refrain from corrupt practices, and step by step, help to actually clean the house and clean the market. Of course, key construction problem is public contracts and public contracting, but I hope that this signal from Holcim and other construction companies will be very much heard as well in the public sector and politics.
This year, a number of laws were introduced in the Czech Republic that have placed more responsibility for corrupt practices on the companies and in some cases on parent companies of international corporations. Has this been working? Are there more cases that have appeared in court? And do you think this is changing the general atmosphere in Czech business?
Recent wave of investigations of corruption in Czech Republic very often involves people from business sector. And we will see more and more often that these people are actually prosecuted and brought to justice. Take, for instance, this case of ex-governor of Central Bohemia, Mr. Rad, where other people who are charged with corruption are people from companies that actually were contractors to government. And they might end up in jail as well, and they will be prosecuted. So even when it is highly political case, people from business sector are involved as well. Well, of course, especially Czech companies very often neglect preventive mechanisms. They don't realize that business is co-responsible for what's happening in the country.
Recently, the Office for the Protection of Competition issued a fine to the Railway Administration for excluding Skanska from one of its tenders. And, of course, Skanska is another company in the construction business that is trying to be more transparent. Is this a significant enough indicator that they're willing to stand behind companies that are trying to be more corruption-free?
Not necessarily or not enough. Of course, one particular case or one tender doesn't change the whole scheme. But true is that Skanska, you know, made it very clear that they want to change their corporate culture in the Czech Republic. They actually joining Club of Transparency International as well. But so far, they were losing some business, mainly in public sector. But I believe that in the long run, this policy will be beneficial for them, and that it's something which other big construction companies will have to join as well. But practically, it's extremely demanding for management of the company, because on one hand, they try to be in compliance with anti-corruption norms. On the other hand, they, of course, want to see their business flourish. And if it's not going in the same direction, so they are under very deep pressure.
That was David Ondráčka, the head of the Czech branch of Transparency International. He was talking to my colleague Masha Volinsky.